Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
People of God have always rejoiced in being recognized by God, rewarded by God. Psalmist delighting in the fact that God sees them. Does that ever strike you as odd? I think it strikes some people as odd because there's many people they're not even sure they like the idea of God seeing them all the time. They can't imagine enjoying that or rejoicing in that. And I think it's because very often we've just depersonalized the whole thing. We've depersonalized God. Every Christian understands that God sees everything, knows everything, but sometimes I think what we've done is reduced his all-seeing eye to just sort of an impersonal, non-relational kind of surveillance. You know, he's like God's omnipresence, like this giant security camera that's just following you around. That is different from a personal presence. If you set up a video camera in my living room to keep tabs on me, what I'm doing, that would have an effect on my behavior, I imagine. But it nowhere near the same effect as if you're there in my living room, personally present. There's a difference between you being aware of what I'm doing in my living room and actually being there. God is not just aware. He's there. He's personally present, and he's not just personally present either. He's personally present because he's taking an interest in what you're doing. He's interested. He's paying attention. And he likes what he sees. He enjoys watching you. Every parent who's ever raised a child has heard many, many times these two words, watch me. Watch me, right? Every kid says that at some point. Watch me, Daddy. Watch this. Very often, in fact, those words are followed by, hey, you weren't watching. All right? I don't know if that's for you. For me, I got a lot of that. I mean, before they're even done with their whole death-defying trick, they're looking up to you to make sure you're 100% focused on their watching. You just turn your attention away just the slightest bit, and they start to feel alone, and they're intent on recapturing your attention. They want you paying attention. Remember my kids, I would try and glance at my laptop, and I'm watching them. Man, they picked up on it. They went to the point, they'd grab my face, watch, you know. Frederick Dale Bruner said this, theatrical righteousness means giving, praying, fasting for show, what Jesus is talking about here. That's a righteousness that is concerned to do good in a way that is dramatically noticeable. We are made to want notice. The child's verbal, watch me, becomes the adult's more unspoken, but just as deep, notice me. That's true. From the cradle to the grave, there's something deep inside us that just says, notice me. I want to be noticed. And it's different for different people. It takes different forms. Some people, they just go all out in their actions to get noticed by people. Other people, they just sit back and just secretly wish somebody would be impressed with them. But there's something in all of us that wants to be recognized, and wants to be honored and noticed. And when you're in church circles, the tendency is going to be to act in ways that will bring honor from people in the church. And Jesus says, if that's your motive, if that's what you're trying to accomplish, you're doing good things because you want to be noticed by people, God won't notice you. He'll turn his face away and he won't watch. You can't have both. You say, watch me to men, God will turn his face away. And if you say, watch me to God, men aren't going to be impressed for the most part. You have to choose. You live for God's approval or for man's. And as always, the goal is not just to forego man's approval. The goal is to forego it because you actually prefer God's. You'd rather have his. And we'll talk more about that next time. The reason the little child says, watch me, Daddy, is because being watched and having your dad's attention and having your dad be impressed with what you're doing feels good. It feels so good. That's why the child craves it. And we need to get so that being noticed by God and having God watch you and like what he sees and enjoy watching you, taking notice, feels good. We need to get to the point where that, where we have enough faith to where that feels good to us. And so once again, it comes back to faith, believing that God really is pleased with you. I mean, it just, in one sense, it just seems unfathomable. I mean, how? We think about our sin, and we think about our just relative puniness and the our total insignificance in this universe, and how could Almighty Creator God possibly be interested in my little dinky situation? How could he possibly want to enjoy, how could he enjoy watching that? I mean, he can watch anything he wants. He could create the most amazing movie ever imagined and watch it. Why does he want to watch me wake up in the morning and get out of bed? He can have anything he wants. He can enjoy absolutely any pleasure conceivable. And he chooses that? To watch me do something and gets enjoyment from it? How is that possible? Well, here's how. Same way I had absolutely zero interest in any Little League baseball game anywhere in the world for 42 years. And then when my son was playing, I was riveted. The same way I could have zero interest in the world of some kid in third base, whether he's making a tag or some kid sliding in safe, unless the tagger or the slider is my son. Then it's pretty much the only thing I care about at that moment. You see, love generates interest. God enjoys watching you do the work that he's given you to do because you are his son or daughter. And he loves you more than I love my kids, which means he's more interested to watch you than I am interested to watch my kids. We get so excited when our children take their first steps. I mean, think about how excited you are. Your child finally walks for the first time. You get to see their first steps. Now, is taking two steps and then falling down really that great a feat? Is it really that impressive? I mean, we see people walking around all day long, taking way more steps than that. We're not impressed. But we love our children so much, we love seeing them make progress, even if it's just a little bit of progress. God loves us more than we love our own children. That's why he can gain enjoyment from watching me take two little halting steps and then falling flat on my face on the path of sanctification. He can enjoy that, especially if the next time I make it to three steps, he can enjoy that because he's my Father. Oh, that we might learn to love pleasing our Father in heaven, just live for his smile, live for his pleasure, live for his reward.
Why are you listening to this podcast today? Is it part of your effort to grow in sanctification? Take a moment to consider the big smile on God's face as he watches you taking these halting steps, and do the same with a few other efforts you made today. Enjoy God watching you.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.